Thank you. G-Spot Tornado. The final excerpt from the Yellow Shark, music by Frank Zappa. What a wallop on the huge tam-tam by Rumi Ogawa Helfrich. And I should actually point out that Rainer Roemer kept it all going with his large tom-tom all the way through, aided best by Pascal Pons. There were members of the Ensemble Moderne who performed tonight's from the Ensemble Moderne from Frankfurt, conducted by John Adams. And back comes John Adams, roundly applauded by this extraordinary group of musicians. I think Frank Zappa would have been pleased too. We heard Dog Breath Variations, Uncle Meat, Get Whitey, and G-Spot Tornado, and people are standing to say great. Frank Zappa making his debut at the Proms 4 years after he sadly died, but there we are, his music lives on. John Adams was saying, actually, it's becoming something of a popular item. No concert season is okay without Frank Zappa, and the Proms have joined the club, I'm glad to say. There he comes again. What a splendid evening. The arena absolutely packed out. A very healthy house, too, for contemporary music. Supposed to be so difficult to sell. Oh, it looks he's going to say something. John Adams has got a new score out.
Maggio by Frank Zappa.
Know what that noise was, but it sounded vaguely agricultural, something we hear more in cold infested winters. But that was Maggio, newly orchestrated Maggio by Frank Zappa, and I think that'll join the Pops programs. Maggio performed by the Ensemble Moderne from Frankfurt, conducted by John Adams. And I think that brings to an end this concert of first performances, this concert of first appearances at the Proms, this concert of birthdays. Ah, here come the roadies in wonderful hats. Hooray, hooray. Absolutely. 2, 4, 6, 8, 9. And John Adams. And of course, it was a concert of rock and roll in all its various forms. Everybody on the platform, all the composers on the list, all once played in a band. And I think this is going to go on and on, roll and roll. I think it's time for me to say goodbye and return you, unfortunately, to Broadcasting House. We leave you here on a high from the Albert Hall and hand you back to Ian Skelly.
And that was Natalie Wee. Well, tomorrow night, music from the 18th century, a wide range.